You are listening to WRCL 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Authorities are still searching for a gunman in last night's mall shooting in Vancouver, Washington.
Police in Vancouver, Washington say the shooting was targeted and that the shooter was wearing a Halloween mask. The shooter is still on the loose. One victim was killed. Two others were injured in the mall food court. The mall was full of young trick-or-treaters at that time. Several shots were fired. One person was apparently targeted, and the others were hit by the gunfire. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Election day now, 4 days out. Presidential candidates Kamala Harris and Donald Trump both hold rallies tonight in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Government data shows just 12,000 jobs were added last month, far fewer than projected. Analysts say two major hurricanes and the Boeing strike impacted job growth. And in downtown Los Angeles, fans celebrating World Series champions LA Dodgers at their victory parade. This is ABC News. Reports of another pregnant woman who died in Texas while trying to get medical care. ProPublica says 18-year-old Navaya Crane was 6 months along and suffered a miscarriage. But according to ProPublica, she waited 20 hours and went to three ERs.
ProPublica says that they reached out to the doctors involved and they did not respond to their request for comment. Texas, of course, has one of the strictest abortion bans in the country. It does include a narrow exception to save the life of the mother. But we've talked to a lot of doctors in that state who say there's so much confusion around these laws that it has changed how and when they intervene. Of course, any doctor who performs an unlawful abortion in the state of Texas could face prison time, loss of license. This is just another ripple effect after Roe versus Wade was overturned. With this mother, she is pleading for change.
ABC's Rachel Scott. At least 13 people are dead after a roof collapse at the entrance to a railway station in Serbia. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCL 100.9 FM, Richland Center. WRCL News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Clear to partly cloudy and chilly tonight with a low of 31. Partly cloudy and slightly warmer tomorrow with a high of 57. And cloudy tomorrow night with rain developing after midnight, low 41. Currently in Richland Center, it is partly cloudy. The winds are out of the northwest at 2 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 50 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. On election night, the state's biggest city could cause everyone else to wait. Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Milwaukee's absentee ballot results are typically reported late on election night, often after midnight. That's due to the large number of ballots and state law restrictions. The Wisconsin State Senate earlier this year blocked a bill to allow earlier absentee ballot processing. That means Milwaukee can't start to count until election day. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson knows people across the state and the country will be paying attention.
And so we know that there are going to be a lot of people who are watching Milwaukee. And we know, because we will require this, we always have required this in the city, that in Milwaukee we will follow the law. At the same time, we encourage every eligible voter to participate.
Early voting in Wisconsin can take place through Sunday, though not all communities go that far.
Dane County has its budget for next year. A $925 million plan has been tweaked and approved by the County Board of Supervisors. Overall, dropping revenue and increasing staff costs are starting to put a squeeze on the county, the same way they have in Madison and lots of other municipalities across Wisconsin. Of course, someone new will carry out this budget. On Tuesday, voters will decide whether Melissa Agard or Dana Pelleban should be the next Dane County executive. A Mequonago man is accused of double voting twice. Waukesha County prosecutors accused 37-year-old Jason O'Shame of casting votes in both Wisconsin and Florida in 2018 and 2020. The report came from the Wisconsin Elections Commission during an inspection for voter fraud. The commission says O'Shame cast absentee ballots in New Myrna Beach and then voted in the Wisconsin election both years. O'Shame faces two counts of election fraud. More than half of the members of a committee studying the future of the universities of Wisconsin system have recommended that UW-Madison be separated. The Madison campus of the system is by far the largest and most high profile, and 13 of the 18 members of the committee say separating it would help it compete on a national level. UW system officials and Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers have pushed back on the potential future for the school, saying they prefer to solve problems within the system and that the system is working fine. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance have announced nearly $500,000 in funding to expand reproductive and maternal health care coverage. According to a press release, Wisconsin is one of 14 states to receive the funding through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Expanding Access to Women's Health Grant Program. The OCI will use the funding to conduct a consumer survey, evaluate compliance with contraceptive coverage mandates, and promote access to the services. Healthcare choices have opened up. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Healthcare choices have opened up. Today marks the start of the Affordable Care Act open enrollment period in Wisconsin. It offers the opportunity to sign up for health insurance through the federal marketplace. The enrollment window extends until January 15th.
The Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association Board of Directors announced it has selected Rob Richard to serve as the statewide association's next president and CEO. Richard has been serving in a dual role as interim president and CEO and vice president of government relations and external affairs since August. He also serves as the executive director of the Federated Youth Foundation. According to WECA board chair Dan Hilberry, quote, Rob has demonstrated his ability to be an exceptional leader with the knowledge and dedication necessary to lead our statewide as it continues to work on behalf of Wisconsin Electric cooperatives and their members. While we knew we had an extremely strong candidate in-house, as a board, recognizing the critical importance of this position, we felt it was necessary to do our due diligence and conduct a nationwide search. After reviewing more than 100 applications, many of which were also from highly qualified candidates, we decided Richard was the best choice. With him at the helm, we are assured a streamlined transition and a continuity of operations, which is important as we work to ensure all electric cooperative members have access to safe, reliable, and affordable electricity. Richard grew up in southwestern Wisconsin and earned a degree from UW-Platteville. His experience includes time as a legislative staffer working in the office of former WECA president and CEO Steve Freeze when Freeze served as a representative in the Wisconsin State Assembly, as well as the offices of Representative Mark Gottlieb and Senator Scott Fitzgerald. He also worked in government affairs at the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation and at Circus World Museum. He joined WECA in January of 2019. Richard lives in Sauk City. Rob Richard succeeds Steve Freeze, who died August 28th following a battle with cancer. Life insurance is an important aspect of financial planning. However, finding a policy that fits your budget and financial goals can be a real challenge with so many options available. In fact, a 2022 study revealed that people who don't feel knowledgeable about life insurance are less likely to have coverage. The Better Business Bureau recommends the following tips to help you decide if you need life insurance, what kind of insurance is best for you, and how to purchase a policy. determine if you need life insurance coverage. Life insurance is practical for many, if not most, people, but there are situations where you might not need it. You should definitely consider purchasing a policy if you want your funeral and burial expenses to be paid without eating into your assets. Loved ones depend on you financially and would need significant financial support if you passed away. Your family would be left with a large debt in the event of your death. You want to pay for a dependent's child care tuition or retirement expenses, or if you wish to leave a charitable legacy behind for a cause close to your heart. If none of these situations apply to you, you may not need life insurance. Think about how much life insurance you need. Consider the financial needs of your beneficiaries to determine how much insurance you should buy. Get to know the different types of life insurance. Term life policies generally have lower premiums than permanent policies, as they only cover a specific term of your life. They typically last between 1 and 30 years. The longer the term, the higher your premium will be. Once the term ends, you stop paying and no longer have coverage. Generally, no cash value is given back to the insured when the term is complete. That said, some life insurance companies may allow you to extend the term of your policy or convert it to a permanent policy, and in a few cases, they may offer a return of premium. A term life policy is a good choice for someone on a tight budget or who only wants life insurance for a specific time. Worth noting, too, is that if you have a group life insurance plan from your employer, it's likely a term policy that ends when you leave the company. If you are looking for coverage that will span several decades until your death, you'll want a permanent life insurance policy, sometimes called a whole or universal policy. Permanent policies cost more, but they have extra benefits such as receiving the policy's cash value if you terminate it early and borrowing the amount of the current cash value from the insurance company as a loan. There are a few different kinds you can choose from. Whole or ordinary life insurance is the most common kind of permanent life insurance. This kind of policy is straightforward. It offers a death benefit and works as a savings account. You agree to pay premiums for a specific death benefit, and the company agrees to pay you dividends periodically. Usually, this kind of policy includes a guaranteed insurance rate and predictable premium rates over the course of the policy's life. Adjustable or universal life insurance gives the policyholder more flexibility than whole policies. Sometimes you can increase your death benefit by passing a medical exam. In addition, you can choose to pay more than your premium up to a limit and the extra money goes into your cash account, or you can pay less than the premium and draw from the cash account to cover the difference. These options make this kind of plan appealing to workers with fluctuating incomes. With universal life insurance, the cash value account usually earns interest based on current market rates, which can change over time. All these factors mean this kind of policy needs to be monitored regularly by the policyholder. Keeping an eye on your policy's cash value will help you avoid a lapse in coverage, especially if you pay less than the minimum premium on occasion. With variable life insurance, policyholders receive death benefits, and they can also use their cash value account to invest in stocks, bonds, and money market mutual funds. This means there is a potential for growing the value of your policy quicker, but there is quite a bit more risk involved. One example of variable life insurance is indexed universal life, or IUL, which is best for someone with good understanding of the stock market, fees, and forecast. IUL is gaining popularity, but without at least some investment experience, it can be easy to allow coverage to lapse. Plus, market crashes could mean you must pay higher premiums to keep your policy in force. Compare life insurance companies. There are many providers to choose from, so you'll want to do comparison shopping. You can contact an insurance agent, a broker, or an insurance company directly to get help comparing policies and pricing, or in many cases, you can comparison shop online. Once you've narrowed down your selection, ensure the companies you are interested in are licensed and have a good business reputation. Read reviews, look up the company on BBB.org, and ask your friends and family if they have any experience with it. Take the customer service level into account, along with the company's financial rating. Remember that the financial rating they've received is a projection, not a guarantee. Watch out for mail order life insurance. You may get offers to buy life insurance through the mail at attractively low prices. The pitch may say you will be approved regardless of age and health. Be careful. Never purchase such a policy until you have read and understood every word, not just the advertising. Also, check with the state insurance authorities to find out if the company is licensed to sell insurance in your state. A Madison woman working as a live-in babysitter faces charges in a child's death. 18-year-old Maleda Alfaro Rizzo faces a charge of child neglect ending in death. Police say Rizzo was working for a Madison couple when she left an 8-month-old child alone in a bathtub for 30 minutes Tuesday. The child was found unresponsive by paramedics. Rizzo is being held on $25,000 bond. Today's winner in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle is Josh Cast.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. We have no statistics to report.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Commercial residential plowing, skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, egress windows, landscaping, and land clearing. Advanced Contracting Solutions' comprehensive array of landscaping and groundscaping services makes it a one-stop shop. They manage all property for any lawn care needs. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions' goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center. Call them at 608-475-3973.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, high pressure parked right across Wisconsin, Illinois, giving us the very quiet, clear weather. This will slide off to the east now, and we'll see south winds gradually increasing for the next couple of days on the backside of that high, gradually ushering in warmer air. In fact, temperatures could be a good 15 degrees above normal by Monday. Now, this will be a wet pattern as well, as one weather system slides in from the southwest Saturday night into Sunday. Should bring us some waves of rain, maybe a half inch or so, and an even stronger piece of energy coming in from the southwest for Monday afternoon into Tuesday morning could bring us another half inch or an inch of rainfall, so very wet conditions compared to what we've had over the past month to 6 weeks. Again, temperatures well above normal in the early part of the week, cooling back closer to normal by Wednesday and Thursday, but really no serious cold weather in sight for the next week to 10 days. There could be another weather system lurking for the following weekend with some moisture as well. We'll keep you posted. So tonight is looking chilly with clear to partly cloudy skies, temperature dropping back to 31 degrees, light east to southeast wind. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, just a bit warmer as temperatures climb up to about 57, southeasterly wind up to 10. Saturday night, cloudy with rain developing after midnight, low 41. Sunday should be overcast and breezy with periods of rain, high about 56, southeast wind between 10 and 18 miles per hour. On Monday, cloudy, breezy, and warmer. Occasional showers and thunderstorms likely. Low 50 with a very mild high of 68. Tuesday, showers ending by midday, breezy and cooler. Low 50, high 55. Wednesday, partly cloudy to sunny. Low 32, high 54. And Thursday, partly sunny with lows staying in the lower 30s, a high near 53. Have a great evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 50 degrees after a high today of 52 and a morning low of 28. Yesterday's high was 60 and we received 11 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1933 is 77 degrees with a record low of 15 set back in 1993. Last year's high was 38 with a low of 21. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:53 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:38. Winds are out of the north at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.26 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 50 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I'm Pastor Tim and this is Life Tracks. The book of John, chapter 8, records the story of the woman caught in adultery who was brought before Jesus by the Jewish religious leaders. Wanting to stone her to death for her sin, but also wanting to trap Jesus, they told Jesus that Mosaic law said such a sinner should be stoned to death. So they wanted to know if Jesus would condemn her for her sin. Jesus looked at them and said, "The one who is without sin should be the one who throws the first rock." Dropping their rocks and walking away, they left the woman standing alone in front of Jesus, who was the only one who had never sinned and who could legitimately throw the first rock. I'm sure there was much fear in the woman, but Jesus asked, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." It doesn't say that Jesus forgave her, but it does say that he didn't condemn her, which tells me that he erased her sin so much that there was nothing left to condemn. But what Jesus said next was the most telling of his work in our lives. Jesus said to her, "Go and leave your life of sin." I've heard so many times that we're just sinners saved by grace. The sad thing is that I think Christians sometimes use that as an excuse for continuing to sin. But Jesus said, "Go and leave your life of sin." So people of God, let's live in the power of Christ and the Holy Spirit and leave our lives of sin so that those around us can see the work of Christ in us and glorify our Father in heaven.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Phil Nee has a look at the lineup of Gridiron Games this evening.
There are big games during the second level of WIAA football tonight. In eight-player action, Highland hosts North Crawford. In Division 3-11 player football, Reedsburg at Catholic Memorial and Waterford at Mount Horeb Barneveld. Division 4, Lodi at Aquinas, West Salem at Columbus. Division 5 games include Brookfield Academy at Prairie du Chien and Milwaukee Academy of Science at Darlington. In Division 6, Cuba City at Lancaster, Belleville at Marshall. And in Division 7, Potosi-Cassville at Cochran Fountain City, River Ridge at Bangor, and Ithaca travels to Johnson Creek. Bulldog co-head coach David Klang talked about his team trying to be more physical against Johnson Creek.
We're hoping to, and we kind of saw it in film, but like it's very tough to see it in film and kind of determine that just based off of how they played and whatnot. But we hope that's kind of our advantage and be able to kind of maintain that, kind of like we did last year, that kind of threw them for a loop. And we kind of hope that we're able to kind of control the line. They have some really good linemen back from last year that we will match up again with. So it'll be very interesting to see if we can kind of maintain that physical presence in there.
Ithaca and Johnson Creek can be heard tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and online at WRCO.com. Pregame time 6:35, and I'm Phil Nee.
Someone once said, "All my life I thought air was free until I bought a bag of potato chips." Schwarz Insurance believes that you should get what you pay for. Do you have the proper insurance protection? Schwarz Insurance can offer you a no-obligation quote on all of your insurance needs. Perhaps it's time for you to check on your insurance protection to be sure you are properly covered. Call 647-8891 for a quote that is all chips and no air.
An ugly first half last night saw the Bucks fall so far behind they could never make the game close. They dropped a road game in Memphis by a score of 122-99. That's four losses in a row for Milwaukee. Giannis Antetokounmpo was the only player showing much, scoring 37 points and grabbing 11 rebounds. Starting guards Taurean Prince, Gary Trent Jr., and Damian Lillard missed 18 of 19 three-point attempts. Grizzlies guard Ja Morant had a triple-double with 26 points, 14 assists, and 10 rebounds. The Bucks return home to host the Cleveland Cavaliers tomorrow. Two strong defensive teams meet at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City tomorrow evening. Kickoff is set for 6:30. The Badgers have been more explosive on offense this year while rolling up a 5-3 record. Offensive coordinator Phil Longo's squad has produced 12 plays of 30 yards or more. Only top-ranked Oregon has more. On defense, opponents are staying away from cornerback Ricardo Hallman. The receivers he has been covering have been targeted just 17 times in 8 games, the fewest of any college cornerback. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game tomorrow evening on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Pre-game for that contest will start at around 4:30. While Green Bay quarterback Jordan Love's status remains uncertain, the Packers know their secondary will be at less than full strength Sunday against the NFC North leading Detroit Lions. The Packers are 6-2, and they released an injury report today that ruled out safety Evan Williams due to a hamstring injury. Two-time Pro Bowl cornerback Jaire Alexander is questionable with a knee injury and hasn't practiced all week. Love was listed as questionable after practicing on a limited basis for a second straight day. Love has a groin strain that caused him to leave in the third quarter of a 30-27 victory at Jacksonville on Sunday. Detroit has ruled out linebacker Malcolm Rodriguez, defensive lineman Josh Pascal, and defensive tackle Broderick Martin. Packers safety Xavier McKinney has been named the NFC's Defensive Player of the Month. McKinney has picked off 6 passes in 8 games this season and produced 2 interceptions, a fumble recovery, and a sack in 4 October games. He is the first Packer to earn the honor since linebacker Devondre Campbell did it in October of 2021. When Green Bay meets in the Lions on Sunday, the defense will be trying to slow down the NFC Offensive Player of the Month, Detroit quarterback Jared Goff. And you'll be able to hear that game between the Packers and the Lions right here on WRCO 100.9 FM on Sunday. The pregame for that contest will start at 1 o'clock. And Brewers coach Quinton Berry is leaving the team to join his former and future boss Craig Counsell with the Cubs. Berry was Milwaukee's first base coach, handling base running and outfield coaching for the team. The 39-year-old was an accomplished base stealer when he played. He is the first Brewers coach to leave the staff here to pair up with Counsell in Chicago. WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs were mixed Friday. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short-stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans were mixed, mostly lower on spread trade and profit-taking. Beans were up early, but peeled back with bean oil moving down from its highs. China and unknown destinations purchased U.S. soybeans Friday morning, while India bought U.S. soybean oil. January beans were down 3/4 at 9.93 and 3/4. March was 1 1/4 lower at 10.08 and a quarter. December soybean meal was down $4.20 at 2.95.30. December soybean oil was up 116 at 46.30. Corn was mostly modestly higher. Mexico picked up more than 780,000 tons of corn ahead of the open, mostly for delivery this marketing year. While late U.S. harvest delays are probable in some areas, that precipitation is welcome. December was up 3 3/4 at 414 and a half. March was 3 1/4 higher at 429 and a quarter. And wheat was down on profit-taking. The recent rain and snow have helped alleviate drought conditions, but more will be needed ahead of emergence from dormancy. Export demand has been decent, even with Russia's dominance of the export market. December Chicago was down 2.5 at 568. December Kansas City was 2.5 lower at 566 and 3/4. December Minneapolis was down 4.5 at 599 and 3/4. Live cattle were mostly higher, and feeders were up on end-of-the-week, start-of-the-month position squaring. December live was down 37 at 185.92, and February was up 12 at 186.90. January feeders were $1.87 higher at 243.20. And hogs were mixed, mostly higher on spread trade and the recent trend in the wholesale market. December lean was up 27 cents at $84.07. February was 82 higher at $86.02. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life, filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
Cash cattle trade activity had a quiet end of the week. Southern live deals were marked at mostly $190 for the week, generally steady with the previous week's business. Dress deals in the north were at mostly $296 to $298, steady to $3 lower than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef closed lower on light demand for moderate offerings, choice down $1.26 at $316.34. Select closed 34 cents lower at $285.03. Estimated cattle slaughter was 119,000 head, up 6,000 on the week and down more than 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply lower with a very light negotiated run. Barrows and gilt at the national daily direct down 364 with a weighted average of 79.06. The Iowa Minnesota was down 345 with a weighted average of 79.21, and the Western Corn Belt down 349 with a weighted average of 79.21. Pork values closed higher, up 82 cents at 103.97, and estimated hog slaughter was 484,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and up more than 2,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Round Yield.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies' Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Drought conditions have worsened in Kansas, and Governor Laura Kelly says the threat of wildfires remain a concern for farmers.
I think we'll be spending some time and effort and resources trying to figure out what more we can do to mitigate wildfires and to bolster our response when they do happen.
More news is next.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
USDA Undersecretary Alexis Taylor says she's optimistic there will be a favorable outcome in Mexico's GMO corn dispute.
We're still on track to have that final panel decision by the end of the year, and I remain confident in our arguments.
Herbicide-resistant weeds could be making their presence known this fall. Corteva field specialist Mark Mungin says weed resistance can develop quickly or slowly depending on the weed species and other factors.
If conditions are good and you made a timely herbicide application and you still don't get control, that could be a sign of resistance.
The USDA reports another strong month for soybean crush use. 187 million bushels of soybeans were crushed in September, up 9 million on the month and 12 million on the year. More news at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Setting an effective nitrogen strategy. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with the Nitrogen Corner on Brownfield, a content partnership with Koch Agronomic Services. As growers make their fall nitrogen applications, Koch Agronomic Services says it's important they know how to maximize their effectiveness. On this episode, an agronomy expert outlines the benefits and advantages of utilizing fall nitrogen applications. We'll have more coming up on Brownfield.
Nature can do a real number on untreated nitrogen applications. Volatilization, denitrification, and leaching can cost growers not just the price of their fertilizer investments, but also the productivity and profitability of their seasons. So choose wisely when it comes to your choice of nitrogen protection. Non-corrosive, low-odor Centuro Nitrogen Stabilizer helps reduce leaching, slows nitrification, and optimizes yield potential by protecting nitrogen applications like never before. Patented active ingredient pronitridine offers agronomically effective below-ground protection. Anvil Nitrogen Stabilizer is designed to defend against volatilization while boosting overall nitrogen efficiency. Dual active ingredients, patented Duramide and NBPT deliver the longest-lasting protection over more soil conditions. Super U Premium Fertilizer offers the highest concentration of nitrogen available in a granular, ready-to-use, stabilized, urea-based fertilizer. Choose wisely this season with nitrogen protection from Koch Agronomic Services.
Hotch is the Director of Agronomy for North America for Koch Agronomic Services. He says there are a few great reasons to make a fall nitrogen application.
One of the best and most important reasons is that we have really excellent soil conditions in the fall for operating equipment and incorporating fertilizer. This fall application also creates a reduced workload during the busy spring season to enable more timely planting, which is critical component to producing higher yields. And oftentimes we have just better availability of application equipment and labor in that late fall window versus spring.
Lotch says it's important to maximize effectiveness.
Well, growers are going to want to use a nitrogen stabilizer because it not only protects the nitrogen they're putting down in the fall, but also will ultimately enhance crop yield and nutrient use efficiency. Our field trials and research work have demonstrated consistently that nitrogen stabilizers can significantly increase their yield outcomes, making stabilizers a very cost-effective and positive investment for farmers.
His recommendation is Centuro Nitrogen Stabilizer.
It's a really effective below-ground protection technology to protect against leaching and denitrification. Centuro is also non-corrosive to the metals that are used in anhydrous ammonia and UAN application equipment, making it very easy to handle, gentle on equipment, and reducing downtime associated with wear and tear equipment damage.
Lotch says Koch Agronomic Services is dedicated to delivering innovative plant nutrient solutions designed to boost yield potential and reduce environmental impact.
We have a global team that works with retailers, growers, and third-party researchers to create technologies that really optimize fertilizer investments. With the Nitrogen Corner, we want to really talk about the plant nutrition challenges that growers are facing today and help them connect with these solutions that we provide. For example, right now, fall nitrogen applications are fresh in many growers' minds, and we want to be able to share timely information to help those growers make informed decisions.
Lotch says growers can visit KochAgronomicServices.com to connect with their local Koch rep or retailer. I'm Brent Barnett with the Nitrogen Corner on Brownfield, a content partnership with Koch Agronomic Services.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Timsek Oxford Realty. With sales results and upcoming events, we had a small but good sale. Large squares topped at $210 a ton and large rounds topped at $135 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Another online-only auction up and running. There will be more to add. Tools, UTVs, woodworking equipment, household, and much more. Online-only auction ending November 13th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call at 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsekoxfordrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
Sunshine pouring right into my window. Cool drink of water in the summer, better than the other side of the pillow. You're everything that I'm not, nail cherry on top. Yeah, girl, I gotta see you tonight. Yeah, I'm taking you out, 'cause damn, baby, I'm proud. When a guy like me gets a girl like you, yeah, you better know we're gonna take it downtown, sure.
Shay with Show You Off on Country and Community. I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here till around, well, actually I'll be playing music until around the 6:35 hour. And then that is when we'll be bringing you high school playoff action, high school football playoff action, that is. And it's level two action, and it features Ithaca at Johnson Creek. Phil Neal will be making the call for that game, and the pregame starts at around 6:35. So hopefully your day's going better today. Yesterday was kind of a windy one. Man, I couldn't believe those winds. There was at one point they were up to about 33 miles per hour and just steadily blowing, and it seemed like they never got down below 15. Of course, it messed with our transmitter, and it happened to a few other stations around the state, from what I understand as well. But at least things are running pretty good now, so hopefully we won't have any issues like we did last night. But that wind, yeah, it was doing a lot of havoc yesterday. But Hopefully your Friday night is going well. Our temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge, is 47 degrees at 548. And right now it's getting to be clear out there. It's supposed to get down to about 31 tonight, so it's going to be kind of a cool one. So if you're going out for high school football action, if you're heading to any of the playoff games, be sure to bundle up if you're going out. Even if you're going out for the evening, be sure to throw a jacket on because you definitely will need it. Just wanted to let you know that the Lone Rock 130-133 Bridge Project has announced a river navigation update. Beginning today, the North Channel will be closed to river navigation for bridge demolition operations and will remain closed through late November. The South Channel is now open, though the water is shallow through the channel opening along the South Riverbank. Please take caution. Motorized boats are not recommended. Also, the Rotary Lights in the Park deadline to sponsor a tree is today. If you would like to have a tree on display, contact Kathy Rooney at 608-604-2127. More information can also be found at RotaryClubOfRichlandCounty.com.
Macy's Friends and Family is going on right now, and it's the best time to shop for all the gatherings and gifting ahead. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest trends, new arrivals, and the best brands like Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Steve Madden, Hotel Collection, and more. And get 15% off beauty, too. Plus, get free shipping with any $25 purchase today at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this, elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? Simon's is offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 608-647-8522. Visit in person or visit online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness, and Simon's has the means to make it happen.
Hi, I'm Peg Durkin. My Ithaca journey began in 1982. I grew up in the Pacific Northwest and moved to Wisconsin when I was in eighth grade. When my dad retired, he promised my mom we would move back to her family farm. It was a tough transition at first, but one that I would embrace and be forever grateful to have made with my family. My mom knew that getting a good small-town Wisconsin education was just the thing I needed. But more importantly, the small class sizes and the one-on-one attention that I would have from those teachers. Those teachers who taught me back in the 1980s did something for me that I did not have for myself, and that was to foster a confidence to go on to further my post-secondary education. Before Ithaca, I wasn't very interested in doing well academically. I had a very low self-esteem, and I wasn't interested in school. By the time I graduated from Ithaca, I embraced the possibility of being a college-educated student. I went on to UW-Richland and UW-Madison, graduated with honors, and returned to Ithaca as a teacher. Those teachers who gave me the confidence to go on were also the ones who mentored me as a young educator. I will always be forever grateful to those educators who took me in and took the time to mentor me. What makes Ithaca so special is small class sizes, teachers that care, and a community that looks out for one another. Sadly, in the last decade, school funding for public schools throughout the state of Wisconsin have diminished. Nearly half the schools in the state are going to operational cost referendum this year. We need your help in the Ithaca community to continue this incredible tradition of education. Each time I pass by the old gym, I see the foundation of the barn that used to house the horses for students who rode their horse to school. I think of my grandmother who rode her horse and buggy to school and parked it in that barn. She is also a teacher, graduated from Ithaca in the first class of 1923. Please vote yes on November 5th to keep this proud tradition of Ithaca education going for the next 100 years.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Came from a town that was so small. You looked both ways, you could see it all. All I wanted was some way out. Every evening I'd slip into town and stand around by the caution light and watch the big trucks rolling by. To me it was a beautiful sight, big wheels in the moonlight. Out on Highway 59, I could hear some big old diesel whine. She was going through all the gears, headed out to who knows where. Fell asleep most every night, dreaming about big wheels in the moonlight. And I won't put my life on the center line. I'll never find, 'cause those big old wheels keep rolling through my mind. How I got here, it's hard to say. So many things got in my way. Can't complain about all I've got, kids and a wife and a regular job. But at night when I'm sitting here all alone in the living room chair, sometimes I close my eyes and see big wheels in the moonlight. And I wanna put my life on the center line. I'll never find, 'cause those big old wheels keep rolling through my mind. And I want to put my center line. And I want to see the world before I die. And I know that there's a peace I'll never find, 'cause those big old wheels keep rolling through my mind. Just those big old wheels keep rolling through my mind.
Instead of conventions.
should settle down, make my mama proud. Says she been wanting grandbabies, I just been practicing how. What? If you wanna dance with me, I'll spin you right around. Hand on your hip and dip you down, down, down. Baby, don't you fall for me, I'll tell you right now. You're gonna hate me when we hit the ground, baby. I'm a project, loving me's a mistake. Find another prospect, save yourself the heartbreak. Think you're gonna fix me, think we're making progress. You'll be broken with me, somewhere in the process. Baby, I'm a project. Now, take an easy out. If you need persuading, then baby, just ask around. It's a little town, you should think again. Listen to your friends, I got more to work on than I would like to admit. Yep. If you wanna dance with me, I'll spin you right around. Hand on your hip and dip you down, down, down. Baby, don't you fall for me, I'll tell you right now. You're gonna hate me when we hit the ground, baby. Loving me's a mistake. Find another prospect. Save yourself the heartbreak. Think you're gonna fix me? Think we're making progress? You'll be broken with me somewhere in the process. Baby, I'm a project. Now stop. Take a look at yourself. Put that fairy tale nonsense back on the shelf. I know you like guys, but you think you can help. But I ain't gonna be a notch, you little tool belt. If you're looking for love, you ain't looking for me. If you're